السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله we'll be starting. If you can come close to your speaker. الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا ما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا. يا أرحم الراحمين وأكرم الأكرمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين يا رب العالمين آمين. We continue إن شاء الله سورة الصافات. سورة الصافات from verse 112, inshallah ta'ala, all the way up to, inshallah, we target to finish by the story of Sayyidina Yunus, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. We continue the ayat. By the way, Surah As-Saffat means, is named after the angels of Allah when they align themselves, when they make saf. We make saf in our salah exactly as the angels, you know, they make sufuf in the ibadah and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue the ayat where Allah azza wa jal is reminding Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam about the bishara. Bishara means glad tidings, good news, very good news that Allah gave to him regarding Ishaq. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So we finished the context of ayat Sayyidina Ibrahim with Ismail, his son Ismail. And the first son of Sayyidina Ibrahim was Ismail. How many children Sayyidina Ibrahim had? Only two sons. Ismail, he was the first. And Ismail was the one that was made to be slaughtered, you know, to be sacrificed. And then, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't decree for the child to be slaughtered. It was qadr by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from Sayyidina Ibrahim to clear any attachment to even a beloved one, you know, if he's like his son. And there is actually a hadith that mentions al-walad majbanatun mabkhala. Al-walad majbanatun mabkhala, which means if someone has a child, he becomes like some stingy and you know, coward. You know, oh, I don't want to go there, I don't want to do this because of my children. So it makes sometimes barrier if you want to, for example, to give sadaqah, if you want to do this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for Ibrahim al-Khalil to be Khalil, meaning someone who is very close and genuine, and you know, there is no any love that is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the bishara to Sayyidina Ibrahim, وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقُ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We gave him Ishaq, Isaac, Nabiyan, and he was a prophet as well. Min as-salihin, and he was from the righteous ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ishaq alayhi salam. From Ishaq, Allah made all the, you know, the other prophets of Bani Israel, they all came from Ishaq. وَبَشِّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقُ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى إِسْحَاقَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا مُحْسِنٌ وَظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ مُبِينٌ وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَى بَارَكَ عَلَى. The beautiful subhanAllah phrase or Arabic verb in Arabic. بَارَكَ لَك بَارَكَ فِيك بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيك. But this ayah بَارَكَ عَلَى, so it covers Sayyidina Ishaq and his family. They were covered by the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهُ وَعَلَى إِسْحَاقِ. We blessed him, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ishaq. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا, and of their progeny are some that do right, مُحْسِنٌ, some who are muhsinin, وَظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ مُبِينٌ, and some that, you know, are wrongdoers for themselves. SubhanAllah, Sayyidina Nuh, his son, one of his children, didn't believe. So some of the children of the prophets, they did not believe, or they had dhulm, meaning they were not, you know, fully believers. As the guidance is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that as in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى إِسْحَاقَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا, from the dhurriya, the offspring of Ishaq, and the offspring of Ismail as well. Muhsinun wa zalimun li nafsihi mubin. Muhsinun, someone who is muhsin, and someone who is zalim for himself. Mubin, and, you know, clear zulm. That was the end of the context about the children of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following ayat is going to give us a narrative or story, anecdotes from the life of Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun, and then Sayyidina Ilyas, and then Sayyidina Lut, and then Sayyidina Yunus. So after the Allah mentions and tells us about these stories, there would be a command that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be giving to approach the people who would claim that Allah took the angels as daughters. Sorry, some of the mushrikeen, they would claim, that the angels have divinity with Allah, right? They would call al-manat, one of the idols is called Manat, al-Uzza. So they would name them, referring to angels as well. So basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat is giving some quick references about those prophets and how their legacies, the tawheed that they had, their mission, when they were sent to the people to teach them about iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and confirming the messages of the prophets before and preparing people for messages that will come after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا, the word manna, the English says grant, we gave. There is man, there is hiba, there is u'tiya. So the word man is when Allah gave you something and you didn't ask for it. So this is one of the meanings of the word manna. He granted you something, you even didn't ask for it. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mannan. Al-mannan badi'a as-samawati wal-ard. He, the one who grants more than you ask, or even he grants you things that you didn't even ask for. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are encouraged to ask Allah whatever goodness in dunya and akhirah, right? But sometimes, subhanAllah, you wouldn't believe, but we don't think about it. Allah gave you more than things that you didn't ask for. So Sayyidina Musa, he got the prophethood. He didn't ask for prophethood. By the way, prophethood is not something that is to be asked, right? Sayyidina Harun, he didn't ask for to be a prophet. But who asked for him? Sayyidina Musa. Sayyidina Musa. So that's something was granted to Sayyidina Harun as well to support his brother, Sayyidina Musa. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. What man? So we understand the word manna. Manna means gift without even asking for it. So what man Allah gave to Musa and Harun? Being prophets, right? Being messengers as well. The ayat continue to mention some of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to those two great prophets. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we saved them and their people, those who believed with them. We saved Musa and we saved Harun. Min al karb al azim. What is the great karb? Karb masjid, anyway. The great karb al azim. So distress, difficulty, hardship. What is the karb al azim? Al karb al azim, the scholars say this is the same dua that Allah mentions about Sayyidina Nuh. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. Nuh called on us. Nuh alayhi salam invoked Allah and called on Allah, and Allah says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. So we saved Nuh and those who followed him from الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, they say, this refers to the flood, and it refers also to the punishment that Fir'aun and the disbelievers with him were destroyed through being drowning in the water. But the word al-karb al-azim also includes that the enslavement, the oppression, the persecution that Fir'aun would cause to the people and Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun. Sayyidina Musa, he fled and he escaped. He left Egypt and he went to Madian and he came back again, subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his ni'mah and his gift and his protection for Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun. Sometimes you need to think about that Allah protected you from evil. So this is a favor. You need to think about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَجَّيْنَهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah mentions other favors that He gave to Sayyidina Musa and Harun. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ فَكَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ, right? And the Nasr is what was given not only to Sayyidina Musa and Harun, was given also to the people. That's why the plural is given, the word نَصَرْنَاهُمْ for the plural. نَجْدَيْنَهُمَا for the dual or مُثَنَّى in Arabic, for those who are following the grammatical rules. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ, Allah gave them Nasr, victory, triumph. فَكَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ, and they became the they had overcome and they succeeded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them power, they overpowered Fir'aun and his people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nusra to Sayyidina Musa and Harun against a dictator, against a tyrant who would claim that he was the most high lord of humanity. One of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions about Sayyidina Musa and Harun, وَآتَيْنَاهُمَا الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ. Allah mentions that he is amongst his favors upon Musa and Harun is that he gave them al-kitab al-mustabin, the book that the clear, made clear book, made evident, clear, explicit book. So the book is clear with guidance. Allah made it clear, mustabin, bana, yabinu, istabana. So it's more emphasis that it was very clear, right? Has guidance that is very, very clear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. But the people rejected that. When, in another surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانِ. So one of the meanings of, one of the names of Torah is also al-Furqan, a criterion, something that distinguishes between good and evil, or between falsehood and truth. So that was clear, made clear in the Torah that Allah gave to Musa alayhi salam. وَآتَيْنَاهُمَا الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ. We need to think about the ni'mah of having a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have got the Quran, which is, Allah says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So the Torah was mustabin, and the Quran also tibyan. It's emphasis, bayan and clarification and elucidation, right? Explanation. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And we guided them to the straight path. We guided them to the way of Allah, to Islam in their time. So اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, when we say it in Surah Al-Fatiha, it refers to the Quran. Some scholars say الصراط المستقيم means Islam. Others they say الصراط المستقيم يعني القرآن. Others they say this is the way of the prophets and messengers, right? صلى الله عليه وسلم, the truth. وهديناهما الصراط المستقيم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Musa and Harun عليهما السلام about the favor of hidayah, the favor of hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all hidayah. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ سَلَامِ. And we left, we gave legacy, we gave, we granted Musa and Harun, right, a legacy that they will be mentioned after their death. تَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left or gave something to be remembrance for Musa and Harun. They are still mentioned, by the major religions in the world. It is mentioned in Christianity and Judaism as well, and Alhamdulillah in Islam. So there is good mention of Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ. They say الثناء الحسن, السمع الحسنة, الذكر الطيب. Good mention, good remembrance, good legacy from Musa and Harun. Salam, Allah says salam. Either this ayah is continues the previous ayah that Allah left for Musa and Harun, salam, peace, safety, and remembrance, mentioned by the people. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Oh, it's initiating dua or barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Musa wa Harun. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Inna kathalika najizil muhsineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as such, we reward, right? Thus, we reward those who have ihsan. If you read the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the qualities of iman. and highlights the qualities of ihsan. Allah highlights the qualities of hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the quality of sabr. So these are lessons for all of us, inshallah, to reflect and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ayat. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ سَلَامٌ عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ Verily, thus we reward those who have ihsan. إِنَّهُمَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Indeed, they both, Musa and Harun, they are of our faithful slaves, slaves who had iman, complete iman, perfect iman. So for them, for a prophet to be confident or to convey a message, they first, they had iman. So now we ask, who was the first one to believe in the prophet, in the message of Islam? Who was the first one to believe in the message of Islam? Sorry? Someone is saying Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet himself, آمن الرسول. The Prophet believed. Allahu Akbar. So who was the first person, the second person? Huh? No, and we're talking about from the mission of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Khadija radiallahu anha. MashaAllah, mutaz. So the second person was Sayyidah Khadija. So if they may count Sayyidah Khadija as the first, you know, one to believe in the Prophet Muhammad. So the first person to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a woman. We need to tell this to our daughters and sisters, because they think that women are not, don't have any mention in Islam, or you know, they are not, you know, made down or something like that. Unfortunately, misconceptions, tremendous misconceptions. The Quran makes mention of the Queen of Sheba. She believed, aslamat wajhaha lillah, right? The Quran may, there is no a surah that is named after men, and there is a surah which is named after a woman. The only surah which is named after a woman in the Quran. What is the surah? What is the surah? Allah. Yeah, this is Saba, the kingdom of Saba, and the lady was her name Balqis, Maryam. So the story of Sayyidah Maryam. So coming back here, Salah Rasul, innahuma min ibadina al-mu'minin. So the Prophet Musa and Harun, they first believed in Allah and believed in the message that they were going to convey to the people. Right? So that these are some anecdotes or quick reference Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given after the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim with his two children, Sayyidina Ismail and Sayyidina Ishaq, and reference to the dhurriya, the offspring that would come after. From Ishaq, all the prophets and messengers of Bani Israel, they came from Ishaq. You know, Yaqub, and then came Sayyidina Yusuf, you know, Sayyidina Yunus, Ayyub, and then Sayyidina Musa and Harun, all the way to Zakariya, Yahya, and Isa alayhim as-salatu was-salam. The series of prophets and messengers, they came from Ishaq. As Barakah Allah gave to Sayyidina Ibrahim and his son Ishaq. And from the Sayyidina Ismail came also other children and very, you know, righteous offspring and descendants, right? But there were no any prophets except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came all the way, you know, to conclude the risalah of Bani Israel and the Arabs and the Romans and the Persians, you know, conclude the risalah of the prophets who were sent to the Romans, to the Arabs, to the Bani Israel. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Muhammad came from the descendancy of Sayyidina Ismail. Of Sayyidina Ismail. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was not any prophet between Ismail and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, you know, him to be special and finally sent after a long time. Humanity were, you know, lost and were in need of message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ayat move to give us a story about one of the prophets that Allah sent to Bani Israel. What was his name? His name is Ilyas. His name is Ilyas. Some scholars say Ilyas comes Ibn Yasin, and all the way come from Harun. Comes from Harun. Ilyas comes from Harun. There is another view, they say Ilyas was Idris. So this just ijtihad, and Allah knows best. But there was a prophet, his name was Ilyas. صليت على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was sent to somewhere in Sham, right? Or Ba'labak. They تدعون بعلا وتذرون أحسن الخالقين. So the people would worship an idol. Its name Ba'al. Its name Ba'al. And Allah أعلم could be the city. That there is a Sham, the greater Levant or Sham in the past would include even Lebanon, would include Palestine, would include, you know, Syria. Sayyidina Rasul, there is a city which is called Ba'labak. Ba'labak. So it could be a relation to the same place that Sayyidina Ilyas was sent. So the people would worship an idol which was called Ba'al. And there is another view that the word Ba'al means God other than Allah in the language of the people at that time. Anyhow, the people would worship idols, would worship other than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after other prophets, Allah sent Sayyidina Ilyas to revive the message of Tawheed. And this is something is clear when you read the ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that they all would preach the da'wah of Tawheed, la ilaha illallah. وَإِنَّ إِلْيَاسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Indeed, Ilyas was from the messengers. And some scholars say, what is the meaning Mursaleen here, Rasul? Is it the sense or the meaning of that he was a messenger or he was a prophet? He was a prophet. He was a prophet. And a prophet, the difference between Nabi and Rasul, Nabi means a prophet, Rasul means messenger. The Rasul is more comprehensive than a Nabi. The Nabi could be sent to confirm a message of a Rasul. A messenger could be sent for a big, you know, bunch of, you know, of peoples, and Allah could send with him or even after him, right, a prophet to confirm his message, right? So Sayyidina Ilyas, according to that meaning, a prophet was sent by Allah, so that's why he's called also min al mursaleen, means he was a prophet that was sent to those people to invite the people to the worship of Allah. What was the worship that the people would have? أَتَدْعُونَ بَإِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So Sayyidina Ilyas, he said to his people, will you not have taqwa? Will you not fear from Allah? Will you not fear from Allah to have taqwa? How would you have taqwa to Allah? By worshipping Allah alone and avoiding anything that, you know, causes Allah to be, you know, angry against you, to bring any punishment against you, because Allah is the worthy of worship. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Would you not have taqwa? أَتَدْعُونَ بَعْلًا وَتَذَرُونَ أَحْسَنَ الْخَالِقِينَ اللَّهِ. Are you worshipping? Are you worshipping? Do you call upon Ba'al, that idol? And you are leaving and forsaking the best of creators. Who was the best of creators? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now there is a mas'ala here. There is a mas'ala that some Christian or some even Shia, they say, how come Allah is saying أحسن الخالقين? Is there any خالق with Allah? When Allah says is the best of خالقين, of creators, right? Allah says خير الرازقين, the best of رازقين. Is that خير الوارثين could be acceptable, right? I will clarify that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in a number of surahs and ayat. خير الرازقين أحسن الخالقين صليت على رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So basically it means you know, like خير الرازقين خير الوارثين صليت على رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So and many other similar verses, by the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran does not negate from the human being that he could be raziq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says So the word risk, you know, people, you could work for someone in a company and you get your risk from him. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is the provider, is the one who is providing all, and someone I may be working, someone is working for someone and you get the risk from that. So that's in that linguistically, so that is razik for you and Allah is razik for him. So there is no any you know, bad meaning in that. So the Quran did not negate that a human could give risk to someone else, and Allah is the ultimate provider. So that's Allahu khayru raziqi al-warithin, right? That there are people who could inherit. Warithin means inheritors. Inheritors, someone may die and others will inherit. Allah is saying, so there are humans that could be inheritors, right? So because basically that action is not, is also given to the human being. Allah says that He is al-alim al-hakim, and He says, as-sami' innahu kana sami'an basira. Allah says that He is as-sami' al-basir and describes the human being as sami' basir, right? As a human being, he has hearing, he has sight. Allah has hearing, has sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, is different from His creation. Allah is beyond subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these meanings are not negated from the human beings. So there is no any contradiction, you know, that Allah is the best of providers, Allah is the best of inheritors. But specifically, wallahu ahsanul khaliqin. The word, He is the best of creators. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creators. So there are some misconceptions here that they use. The meaning of al-khalq, the human being can make khalq, creation, but this creation is not bringing something from non-existence into existence. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the human being, they could use the material to produce plane, right? To produce something that was not there. But how did they create it? From the creation. Right? So the human being could make taswir. They could make statue. Right? For them, they created that statue. But can they give ruh? They can't give ruh. Like today, there is the cloning. You know, they make the artificial human being and can speak. Right? They may say, oh, we created that, you know, robot or something. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So linguistically, they created it. But it is not from non-existence into existence. The one who has the power to create from non-existence into existence and to give it ruh, to give it something that humans will never be able to give it, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even when they made the cloning of sheep, right? They took some, you know, extract from a nucleus of, you know, another creation or another animal, and they created it from another thing. So it's just they are giving the environment of for something to be created and to be, you know, growing. So this is something we need to understand, and it clears up that misconception. So when Sayyidina, because the Christian they use it, they say, Allah says, the Quran says, subhanAllah, look at people when they want to misuse or abuse the meaning, they read Quran. And Allah mentioned about Sayyidina Isa, أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ. صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he does not create something from non-existence into existence to be and give it the ruh by himself. No. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Allah gave him that, you know, as because his people were maftuneen by materialism and things, they did not believe in miracles, they did not believe in unseen, right? So they were so much advanced in medicine and in magic. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more to do with medicine as well. So Allah gave him the power by his permission, by his leave. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he would fashion, you know, from the mud, a bird, right? Bird, ta'ir. من الطين كهيئة الطير, something that looks like bird. فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله. So Allah would give the ruh, right? Sayyidina Isa would blow by the permission of Allah, and Allah would put the ruh into it. So he would not create something from non-existence into existence, and this is the explanation of the word wallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Sayyidina Ilyas, he was telling his people, you are worshipping idol which Baal, and you are leaving the best of creators, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah rabbakum, He is your Lord and the Lord of those before you. And this is something also for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of our Lord, is the Lord of those of the past, people who will come after. Allah rabbukum wa rabbu Allah rabbakum wa rabb abaikum al-awwalin. So if for your forefathers, those who of the past, Allah is the Lord. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people denied him, so they will be certainly brought forth. to punishment in the hereafter. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except the chosen servants of Allah. And again, إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلِصِينَ, there is another qira'ah, the sincere ones, they are made chosen, they are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were guided by Allah, so they wouldn't be punished. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and we left for him among the later generations, right, salam as well. Allah left salam for Ilyasin, for those who came after. Salamun ala Ilyasin, peace be upon Ilyasin. The scholars say the word Ilyasin, his name is Ilyas. Either it refers to his family and those who believed with him, right, because he was Ilyas, son of Yasin. So the meaning of Allah is referring to the word Ilyasin, and his name was Ilyas. Either the word Ilyas, there is a dialect that they would call Ilyas or Ilyasin as well. Or another view that Allah is speaking about the family of Yasin or Ilyasin, that they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or this is the plural of Ilyas, Ilyas. The plural of Ilyas is Ilyasin, you know, as used in the form of plural as well. Wallahu a'lam. But it's basically referred to Sayyidina Ilyas alayhi salam. Inna kadhalika najizi al-muhsinin. So another emphasis Allah is giving, that he was from the muhsinin. He was from those who had ihsan. And innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. He was from our slaves who had iman, complete and perfect iman in Allah and his message. So this is something, these are qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given about those prophets, Sayyidina Nuh, and then after that Sayyidina Ibrahim, after that Sayyidina Ibrahim with his son Ismail, and then Sayyidina Ibrahim with his son Ishaq, and then Allah spoke about Sayyidina Musa and Harun, and Sayyidina Ilyas alayhi salam. He was sent to some of the people from Bani Israel. There was so much corruption in his time, and people would worship the idols, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for the tawheed to be revived again in the hearts of people. So Allah sent a prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent over 124,000 prophets and messengers to humanity to guide them to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To conclude tonight's session with just two ayat or a couple of ayat about Sayyidina Lut. Sayyidina Lut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لُوطًا لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, indeed Lut was from the messengers. Indeed Lut was from the messengers. Confirmation, he was a prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was sent to his people, so that's why he was also called a messenger. He is a prophet with message. So a prophet with message, you know, linguistically he takes the title of Rasul as well. إِذْ نَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ, when we saved him and his people, when you saved him and his people all together, Allah saved Lut alayhi salam and all of those who believed with him except his wife. Subhanallah. So the wife of Sayyidina Nuh and Sayyidina Lut, they did not believe in the message of Allah. They did not believe in the messages that the prophets were sent. Subhanallah. In Surah At-Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَمْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ. Subhanallah. And they were married to prophets. In the same ayat in Surah At-Tahrim, Allah says, وَمَرْيَمَ وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. The wife of Fir'aun. Her husband was Fir'aun. And she believed. Subhanallah. So Allah is the one who is in charge of hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the hidayah of iman and allow us to die in iman. My dear brothers, subhanallah, the dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always, there is a very, very frequent, you know, oft repeated dua Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite. You would imagine. And he was prophet. The dua was, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Ya Allah, the overturners, you know, and the controller of hearts, you know, fix my heart on iman. And that was the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So the ni'mah of hidayah is so much, you know, great, you know, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to continue and remain on the hidayah and iman, this is something also a blessing from Allah, and we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray that Allah makes us steadfast and makes us fixed on iman and steadfast on iman. Ameen. وَإِنَّ لُوطًا لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ نَجَّيْنَهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. His wife كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. wife of Sayyidina Lut, إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ, except the old women of Lut, his wife, was amongst those who remained in the punishment. غابرين يعني الباقين. She remained because basically Allah gave the wahi to Sayyidina Lut. Allah sent the angels to Sayyidina Lut. And the angels came in a form of, they were so beautiful, they would be seen. And subhanAllah, this in Surah Al-Qamar, Allah describes, when the angels came to Sayyidina Lut, the people, you know, what was the punishment, what was the sin after kufr? What was the major sin of the people of Lut? Homosexuality, right? Homosexuality, right? That was basically, we say, mentioned the Quran, speaks about divine punishment for this sin. For this sin, you know, today human beings, they have different lifestyle, or they have different, you know, human rights. But the Quran mentions this is a major sin, and it was subhanallah fasad, wal-iyadu billah. So when the angels came to Sayyidina Lut, the people were going to confront the angels because they were coming in the form of beautiful men, and Sayyidina Lut wanted the angels to be, you know, he thought they were just guests. So then they told him, let them alone. You know, we are prophets, we are angels. They can't touch us. So in Surah إلا آلَ نَجَّيْنَاهُمْ بِسَحَرْ نِعْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا كَذَلِكَ مَنْ نَجْنَاهُمْ وَلَقَدْ رَوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ. They tried to seduce Lut and his guests, referring to the angels. فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ. Sayyidina Jibril just struck. Sayyidina Jibril struck them, and they became eyeless. It is said that Sayyidina Jibril was with them and gave them a strike, you know, on their eyes, and they became eyeless. No eyes, like something, you know, subhanAllah, deaf, without any, you know, rasm or drawing of eyes before. وَلَقَدْ رَوَضُوا عَنْ ضَيْفِي فَطَمَسْنَا عِنَهُمْ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that was the major sin that the people of Lut would commit. And ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. So Allah gave wahi to Sayyidina Lut, before the morning, you leave with your people. فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٍ. You know, don't just turn backward. You know, you go straight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحُ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. You know, their punishment is going to come in the morning. And actually, when Sayyidina Lut also was left by the night, there were also punishment. They were punished as well. And their punishment is very devastating. SubhanAllah, their village, Sodom. You know, subhanAllah, they took the word Sodomy. You know, Sodom is the city. Those who will be coming from Medina in the Arabian Peninsula in the past, or even today, you know, they would pass by Sodom, they would travel to Asham. So they would pass by Sodom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayat that were given to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was speaking to the people who would deny him, or would deny, you know, that he was a prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ. For you to travel to Asham, you pass by Sodom. And you know for sure that there was a prophet Lut, and those people were punished, you know, because of what they were doing. So that's something is mentioned in the Quran for the people, you know, وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِ مُصْبِحِينَ. You pass by them in the morning, وَبِاللَّيْلِ. And also when you go back at night, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you not reflect? And this is my conclusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he gave the story about Sayyidina Lut, and people need to think, we need to think that there were people, Allah sent to them Sayyidina Lut. They made this crime or this sin, and they were punished. There were people like Sayyidina Ilyas, people worship other than Allah. Allah saved the ibad al-mukhlasin. And those who denied him, they will be brought to Al-Hadab, wal-iyadu billah. Allah sent Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun to Fir'aun. We need to reflect on that. And they were in Egypt. And the body of Fir'aun is still preserved, by the way. So for us, we don't look at these stories and, mashallah, it looks a very nice story. No, we need to reflect. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you not reflect? Will you not heed? Will you not give thought and reasoning and reflection and contemplation? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit by these ayat and by these wisdoms in His beautiful words in the Holy Quran, in this Mubarak Quran al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to appreciate His favors that He favored upon the prophets and upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and the favors that He is granting us day and night, you know, mornings and evenings, you know, every now and then, you know, every moment in our life, Allah is giving us favors. We need to think about the favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was reminding Sayyidina Musa about the favors. And lessons also we learn. It emphasizes or strengthen the message of Tawheed in our hearts. It strengthens the meaning that all the prophets of Allah, they all preached the worship of one and only Allah. It emphasizes the message that the prophets of Allah had ihsan, they had ikhlas, they had iman billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma inna ala shukrik wa dhikrik wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma ij'al al-Qur'an al-azim rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina wa jala'a ahzanina wa dhahaba humumina ya arhamar rahimin wa akram al-akramin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, next time we wish to finish Surah As-Saffat and derive some lessons that we benefit from, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.